Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
It's a cold draft laying low to the floor. Blankets on the couch trying to keep me warm. Well, that's just part of living here.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, Bakken Economy, we talk with Tom Rolfsted. Rolfsted recently stepped down as director of the Economic Development Corporation, Williston. This interview is brought to you by Montana Rig Mat, Montana's original rig mat company. Better prices, better mats. That's Montana Rig Mat. Visit their website at www.mtrigmat.com. Montana's original rig mat company, Montana Rig Mat. Now, back to our Building the Bakken interview with Tom Rolfsted.
So bright was shining with the marquee sign. A frozen cobblestone reflects the night, brightening up the smiling faces of the people passing by.
How would you describe Williston's evolution over the past 5 years?
Well, I like to. Eric Severide was quoted, he's from Velva, he was quoted probably 30 years ago. Someone asked him in an interview of, you're from North Dakota, couldn't you describe your state? And he said, it's a blank spot on the nation's consciousness. And so I found that going to trade shows around the country that they didn't know North Dakota. They would say, well, that's where Mount Rushmore is. There was no reference to who we were. So what has happened because of the national and even international publicity the Bakken has gotten, suddenly everybody knows about North Dakota. And on top of that, it's become a business story so that it's not only talked about being a big growth area, but North Dakota's got a great business climate, many jobs, great opportunities. And so suddenly we're someplace that you could do business in that before nobody even had an image of what we did. So I think that's been the best benefit of it. It's helped us a lot.
Housing, where are we at with housing? We've heard the buzzword affordable housing the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be, there isn't like a magic wand either way that's going to solve the housing issue.
Yeah, that's right.
And fortunately, the fortunate thing for us in this whole oil play was that it hit about the same time as the national economy went into recession. The reason I say fortunate, not because I feel bad or that I want to have ill will to the people that are unemployed and whatnot, but we would have had a hard time getting workers here if the economy was still going, and we would have a hard time getting investors and developers and builders and all of that. So because of that, on the labor market side, we were planning to go to job fairs of trucking companies that were laying off thousands of people so we could get truckers. Well, today I had, this last year, I had 28,000 people go through my job service offices. And we hired 10,000 of them in my county alone. So we're getting the people. We're getting the investors, and they're coming from a lot of nice places, Aspen, Vail, and Telluride, and Bozeman, and Harbor Springs, Michigan, and much less New York, or Bellevue, Washington, or San Francisco, or L.A., or Orlando, or Vegas. So we got money coming in from everywhere because they don't find a good place to put their money anywhere else in the country either. And then on top of that, we're getting big developers on that, particularly on apartments. We had the first wave was man camps, and kind of everybody said we've got enough of them. Well, I've got 9,000 beds in my county alone. But they're clean, they're good, they serve a purpose. Then we had a wave of hotels. We built some 13 or 15 hotels, and they're full of workers as well. And then we've really gotten into apartments. Last 2 years, we built 1,500 apartments a year. This year, it looks like it might even be 2,000 this year. The good news for these developers who are taking a lot of risk, putting a lot of money into a long-term permanent apartment building, is there's 9,000 beds out in the county in man camps that are only permitted 1 year at a time. So if we ever did have a slowdown or something, they can go away. So it's kind of a safety relief valve for the investor. That being said, I think more and more investors are realizing this isn't just a flash in the pan and this is going to be around for a long time. So I think they're willing to keep up the ante. So now the single family market, we've starting to see that come together in more affordability this year. So I think we're going to have a pretty big year in single family. But it's going to be a matter of time. And I don't know that, you know, a lot of things that we're doing, like our truck bypasses around all the cities, which are going to take the trucks out of our town, it will be a big benefit. They'll be done in 2 years. And four-laning from Willis to Watford City. I mean, major improvements that we're doing. So you give us about two more years, and we built 13 restaurants last year in Williston. We've got a lot of interest from retailers coming. And so as this starts to blossom, I think you're going to see us, I wouldn't say we'll be totally in control, but we're going to be a little more set up for it than we've been in the past. It's still going to be a lot of growth. We're starting to see a transition even now. Last year, Williston, we had 750 babies born. I remember years when we didn't have 50 or 100. Okay. So far this year, first quarter this year, we've had twice the prenatal counseling sessions that we had last year. The people who are coming to Williston are increasingly the young families, the ones that are wanting to stay there. We're filling up in the K through 6th grades, so it's that kind of group. The older folks that are rotating in from somewhere probably aren't going to move out there. It's going to be the younger families, which is a good thing. So now the people that are most at stress are, if you have an elderly person who's been renting, their rents are probably quadrupled. So we have built quite a few low-income housing units for those seniors. And I think where you start to see the benefit for the younger ones is that as we put on the just 1 second. How you doing?
I wish you guys luck in Williston. You guys were kind of on the front end of it, you know, kind of taking one for the team of North Dakota to help Watford, Dickinson, yeah. Bowman, Amadon even, help these towns prepare for the oil and gas play, which is an industry here in North Dakota.
And we get, I will say, we get a lot of comments from people that I'm impressed how well you guys are handling things up there. So I do think their perception's better than you think. But we kind of say to the people that live there that it's kind of like you're remodeling your kitchen right now and you have to wash your dishes in the bathtub and, you know, but your kitchen's going to be really nice when it's done. So there's a lot of benefit of this growth that we never thought about before, you know. And so as you get bigger, you have more interest from retailers. You have more interest from recreational businesses. You have more interest from restaurants. And we're going to redo our downtown. Should be really nice. And we've got investors who want to do some neat things there. We've already got a number of nice restaurants and espresso shops. So we saw Fargo downtown 10 years ago was the HODO started. And today it's a neat downtown. And I think we're after neat. And I think it's going to be neat. And maybe even faster than that because there's so much money coming right now that's looking for a place to park it. So I think we got a lot of good opportunities. And the other thing that I pitch a lot with people is don't think of this, all the benefit of this coming to Williston or Dickinson or Minot or Watford, because I can point to 150 businesses in Grand Forks that are getting a piece of this thing, and Fargo the same way, and Jamestown. And I spoke down in Wahpeton to a guy, he rewinds electric motors, father and son, and they said, do you think maybe there's something to do with that? about 2 or 3 weeks later, I'm sitting in a restaurant, Famous Dave's in Williston, and I look over at this guy across the way from me, and he looked familiar, and I went over there and said hi to him, and it was the same guy. And he's sitting with two guys with a Houston company that have been sending their motors to Houston to have them rewound, and now they're sending them to Wahpeton. So that's a perfect win-win, you know, in at the present time. So.
Tom, I think that we'll call it good. You got a lot of people waiting for you, so I appreciate your time.
Yeah,
thank
Jason.
You as always.
Appreciate it. Yep.
And anytime you guys ever need anything, just let us know.
Okay. Sounds good. Appreciate what you do. So.
All right. Final question for Tom Rolston, Executive Director, Rolston Economic Development. The mark of a good capitalist is one that gives back to its community based on the successes they've had. What's Williston seeing with all the success happening in Boston, Lockin? Are you seeing some good capitalism happening out there with some trickle down?
Yeah, I mean, this is capitalism, really. You know, by the benefit of a sales tax. Our sales tax is higher than Fargo's. It's not because we're out buying retail goods, but some of these oil fill items are taxed that way. So they put on a 1 cent sales tax for parks, took the park district off of the property tax. Half of it is going to pay for our new rec center, which is incredible quality of life piece. And I think a lot of the reason people voted for it was, you know, it's not so much us that's paying, it's the oil companies that are paying a good share of that money. So we're benefiting greatly from that.
To listen to the entire interview with Tom Rolfsted, or to listen to other Bakken Economy interviews, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com.
Because I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I know. And I'm thinking, I'm drinking, I'm spinning, I'm grinning. I hope my car starts when I go.